is that we're going to go through some things, but God has promised to not leave us or forsake us. And I'm encouraged by that this morning. Seem like the enemy is all the time fighting us, fighting me, wanting to discourage us, wanting us to think that what we're doing is of little to no importance. But we know that if he's fighting us, then there's got to be something good that's going on. Because we know that the devil shows up when God is trying to do something good, so we just got to keep going on for the Lord by the grace of God. This morning I have a message I believe is from the Lord. I believe it's to encourage our hearts and to uplift our spirits, to help us out along the way. There's a song that embodies the message, but I'm not going to go over the song this morning. But the song is song number 268. It's to be strong and true. All right, so sometimes fear can paralyze us. Sometimes we have a lack of strength or a perceived lack of strength. Sometimes we have a lack of direction, and so we need wisdom for that, and God will give us instructions. But sometimes, even though we have those directions, we are afraid to follow what God has given us. God is instructing us in his word to be strong and to be true. He's wanting us to be strong in him and in the power of his might. All right, and so when we get out of our own strength and we start relying upon his strength, what we find is an endless source of strength, an endless source of health, an endless source of whatever it is that we need. God has that for us this morning. Press and praise his holy name. We talked about, Brother Tavis talked about right before we went to prayer, he talked about the word of God and being able to stand on the word of God. The word of God is not only the Bible and its words to us, but it's also his word that he gives to us on a personal basis. We can stand on that word. May God help us this morning. The word of God backs itself, but God also gives us his word through the word of God, through preaching, through teaching, through personal experience, through counsel, all of those things. We can learn to stand on the word of God. And so what God is wanting us to do this morning is to be strong in him and in the power of his might. Do not rely on your own strength. Do not rely on what you think you have, but rely upon what God has for you. May God help us this morning. God is able to help us to be not only conquerors, but more than conquerors through them that love us. May God help us this morning. He wants us to learn something, and that is if we'll obey him, and that's the true part. One of the parts is to be strong, and then the true part is where it comes in. Many times when we're lacking strength, the problem is that we have went away from the truth of God's word. We went away from his instructions, and so then we don't have any faith in what is going to happen going forward. But God wants us to not only be strong in him and in the power of his might, but to be true unto him. God, the instruction that God has given us, follow it to the best of your ability, and he has promised to back that. May God help us this morning. Our script, we have several scriptures we're going to read this morning. The bulk of the scripture will be in Deuteronomy 31, and then the other bulk of the scripture will be in Joshua 1. All right, I want you to be encouraged this morning that God is not going to fail you. He's not going to forsake you. He loves you like his own, and you are his own, and he's going to take care of us. Somebody go to Deuteronomy 31. Want to get into what we're talking about this morning by the grace and help of God. I'm sorry. Yes, Deuteronomy 31 and verse number 1. I'm sorry.
And Moses went and spake these words unto all Israel.
All right.
And he said unto them,
all right,
I am 120 years old this day.
All right.
I can no more go out and come in.
All right.
Also the Lord has said unto thee, thou shalt not go over this Jordan.
Yes.
The Lord thy God, he will go over before thee.
Yes, pause there for me, please. All right, this is Brother Moses, and he's getting up in age, okay? And so what he's doing is he's going to the children of Israel, and he's giving them instruction. I want to encourage you this morning that God, the people of God, what he does sometimes is he'll give somebody some instructions, not only for themselves, but he'll give them instructions for you. What has to happen, though, is they got to be led by the Holy Spirit, and then the Holy Spirit will confirm what they're saying. And not only that, it'll be backed by the Word of God. And so Brother Moses, what he's doing is he's going to the Israelites, because remember, they left Egypt, and they were to go into the land of Canaan, which was only supposed to take 3 days, but some kind of way, it ended up taking them 40 years, and they still hadn't got there yet. Right? And so what Brother Moses was saying is, look, I'm getting up in age. I'm getting old. What God had done is he had put Moses as a leader. But now what Moses was saying was, listen, God is removing me now as a leader, but the instructions are still the same. He wants you and I, the instruction that he gives us, he gave the Israelites the instruction to go over into the land of Canaan and possess it. That's what he wanted them to do. And God has instructions for you and for me on a personal basis in our own lives. And whatever those are, I want you to be thinking about those. And those instructions are still the same. Maybe the leader that gave you that instruction or gave you that counsel, maybe that might change. But what God has told us to do, he wants us to do it by his grace and by his help and by his mercy. Be strong in him in the power of his might and be true unto the Lord. All right, go ahead and read. I believe we're in verse number 3. Go ahead.
That God, he will go over before
thee.
All right. He will destroy these nations.
All right. All right.
Thou shalt possess them.
Yes.
And Joshua, he shall go over before thee.
Yes. All right, so Brother Moses here is saying, listen, I'm being further specific in my instructions. So we didn't quite get it done, but the instructions are still the same, and you're going to get a new leader, Brother Joshua. But most importantly, if God is telling you to do something, children of God, what he's doing when he's telling you to do that is letting you know that he's going to go before you. So you got to get a hold of that this morning. If God is telling you to do something, he's obligating himself to go before you. May God help us this morning. You're not going to go alone. He's going to go before you. He's going to fight the battles for you. All you have to do is go over in those lands and possess those lands. And I'm talking about places in our lives where we have not as of yet been successful. I'm talking about places in our lives where God has given us instructions and we have failed or fallen short. God is able to pick us back up, and he's still telling us, brother, sister, continue going on for the Lord. I'm going to go before you, and I'm going to help you to be victorious by the grace and help of God. May God help us this morning. God's wanting to give us something, and he's wanting to do it right now today if we're willing. Go ahead and read, please, verse number 4.
And the Lord shall do unto them.
Yes. 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 Amen. Pause there, please. I want to talk about Sihon and Og really quickly. There's a scripture that goes along with it. Grab the scripture, but don't read it yet. It's Deuteronomy 29, 7 and 8. What happened with Sihon and Og, and this is something that needs to happen with you and with me. What God did was he said, I'm going to take care of those folks. And so you go and you go deal with those folks. You deal with them and you possess that land. And they obeyed the voice of the Lord and they dealt with them and they possessed that land. We're going to read about it. But most importantly, what we need to pull out of this is there's some victories that God has given us in the past. All right, and it's important to give God thanks and praise for the victory that he's already given us, and then remember those victories. When things get hard, when things get tough, think about the victories that God has given you in the past. Think about what he has told you to do, and you did it, and God was faithful unto you. These are meant to encourage us, to embolden us, to keep going forward for the Lord. May God help us this morning. He's not going to fail us. Deuteronomy 29, verse 7 and 8, please.
And when ye come into this place,
all right,
the king of Heshbon and Og,
okay,
the LaShawn.
Yes.
Came out against us as a battle.
Yes. Yes.
And we took their land.
Yes.
And gave it for an inheritance unto the Reubenites.
Yes.
To the Gadites.
Yes. Manasseh. Amen. 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 God is wanting us, it's important for us, I want you to dwell on this a little bit and get a hold of this. When God gives us instruction and he says, I'm going to bless you, I'm going to help you with something, and we step out on that promise and we do that thing, and then God gives us a victory, we need to do two things. One, remember it. Don't ever forget it. Amen. What the enemy wants you to do is to dwell on your past failures. All right? He wants you to focus on where you messed up at. And what that does to us, it discourages us. All right? But the victories we hold on to tightly. The failures we learn from and move forward from. We don't hold on to them. Okay, maybe I did fail that time. But this time around, by the grace and help of God, I'm going to be successful. Praise God. So I want you to remember those things. And then another thing that we got to do is we got to tell somebody about it. All right? The Bible says that if we won't do it, then the rocks and the mountains will do it for us. Yeah. All right? So don't let the rocks and the mountains tell of God's goodness and God's love and God's grace that he has bestowed upon us. You tell somebody, whether it be the congregation, whether it be somebody else, God has given you that victory to encourage you and to bless you, but he wants you to take that same victory and be an encouragement and a blessing to somebody else. Yeah. May God help us this morning. And what we tend to do if we're not careful is we'll focus on what didn't go right instead of what did go right. May God help us this morning. How can we ever get out of a spirit and a mindset of negativity if all we do is dwell on the bad stuff? May God help us. He wants us to remember and to tell somebody about his goodness. May God help us this morning. Go back to Deuteronomy 31 and read for us, please. I believe we're in verse number 5. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
All right, listen here. Now read verse number 6, and I want you to really get a hold of, because this is what we're talking about. Verse number 6 in this chapter, and then in the other chapter, it's going to be verse number 7, number 8. Get a hold of these instructions, because this is what the Lord is wanting us to do. Read, please. Yes. Yes.
Fear not.
Yes. Yes.
For the Lord thy God,
yes.
He is it that doth go with thee.
Yes.
And he will not fail thee.
Amen.
All right, hold that for us, please. Hold that for us. The brother just sung about it, how the Lord wasn't going to fail us and he wasn't going to forsake us. But I want us to be thinking about this, and we're going to kind of break this down a little bit. Somebody get Ephesians 6 and 10. Someone else get Psalms 31 and 24. Someone else get 2 Timothy 1 and 7. And I may have another one for you, but let's talk about it. The first thing that he said in verse number 6, Brother Moses is talking to the Israelites. He's already given them the basic instructions, and now he's telling them, listen, you got to be strong. Do you know that as a child of God, you got to be strong?
Yes.
Why do you have to be strong, saints? Because it's easy out there, huh?
No.
Devil don't come at you much, no? All you got to do is hide a little bit and don't make a lot of noise, and he won't mess with you, right? Is that the way it works? No, you got an adversary. You got an enemy that is literally trying to destroy you on a daily basis. It's in everything that you see and everything that you do. It's on the news. It's in the paper. It's in the school. It's at the job. I don't care where you go and what you do. You're going to have some sort of spirits that are coming against you trying to pull you down. You understand that? And so to be a child of God, we have to recognize not only we need strength, but we need his strength in order to be successful. What does it say in Ephesians 6 and 10? What does it say for us this morning?
Finally, my brethren,
yes?
Be strong in the Lord.
Yes?
All
right, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. I want you to minimize. The Lord wants us to minimize our strength and maximize his strength. All right? He wants us to look away from how strong we think the enemy is and how strong we think the world is and get dialed in on how strong our God is. May God help us this morning. The enemy may be strong against you and against me as an individual, but he can do nothing with the power of God. May God help us this morning. And so we hide ourselves in the Lord. We immerse ourselves in the Lord. We aspire to be as close to God as we possibly can. And so the enemy can't get to you and to me. He can't do it because we are kept by the power of God. May God help us this morning. We will never even try to do the things that God is wanting us to do if we don't feel like we can do it. And so we got to get to a place where we have a relationship with the Lord, that his strength is what is giving us power. Yeah. His strength is what is propelling us forward. And God wants that for us this morning. Be strong is the first instruction. Second instruction, it says, and of a good courage. Do you know that the enemy's, one of the enemy's number one tactics is the tactic of fear?
Amen.
That's one of his number one tactics. May God help us this morning. God is looking for those that have courage.
Yeah.
And I want us to understand something this morning. Fear is something that you're going to experience.
Yeah.
But courage is something you can have through him to overcome fear.
Yeah.
All right? It's a scary place out there. It really is.
Yes,
we are living in a more a scarier time, I believe, than there ever was.
True.
There's something always going on.
Yes, true.
But we have God on our side.
Right.
Somebody read the scripture about fear. In Psalms, I'm sorry, read about the courage first, and then we're going to read about the fear. Go to Psalms 31 and 24. Somebody tell me what that says this morning. It's a promise. It's one of Brother Tavis's favorite things. He likes that promise, and so do I. Because promises are something that we can hold on to, and we can say, Lord, you said you was going to do this. Lord, you said you was going to do that. And Lord, I'm going to hold on to that. All right, somebody read that for us. Psalms 31 and 24. What does it say?
Be of good courage.
Yes.
And he shall strengthen your heart.
Yes.
All ye that hope in the Lord.
All right. So if I'm hoping in the Lord, then he's going to give me his courage.
Yes.
He's going to help me out. And it doesn't mean that I'm not going to experience fear, but what I do with that fear is so important. I believe that people about literally, I want you to hold on to this and get a hold of this. I believe that there are people that have been lost. They've lost their soul behind fear. Do I need to say it again? Remember that brother in the New Testament that he's talking about? He said, Lord, I knew you was a hard taskmaster. I knew you sowed where you wasn't supposed to sow and you reap where you wasn't supposed to reap. And so I was afraid, basically is what I'm saying. So that's why I did not do what you told me to do, Lord. What did the Lord say? The Lord said, okay, so since you was afraid, you good, don't even worry about it. Is that what the Lord said? He said he'll cast him out of darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Again, I say, we're going to have fear. But what we do with it is of the utmost importance. Somebody read the next scripture that we asked for. 2 Timothy 1 and 7.
But God has not given us the spirit of fear.
Yes.
But of power.
Yes.
And of love.
Yes.
And of a sound mind.
All right. So notice that it says spirit of fear.
Mm-hmm.
Spirit of fear.
Right.
Not fear by itself, because everybody gets afraid. But the spirit of fear will paralyze you and me.
Yeah, right.
from going forward and doing what it is that, do you know it'll paralyze us in other areas too? Not just in the things of God. Lord, I have these things that I need to do, I want to do, I want to get better at, and they don't have nothing to do with going to heaven. They're just things that I need to do, but I'm afraid to do them. I'm paralyzed by this fear, and this fear has me in bondage. What does the next scripture say after that? 2 Timothy 1:7. What's the next scripture? Number 8.
Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner.
That's not the one. I'm sorry. It's another scripture that talks about fear hath torment. If you find that, we're going to read that as well. If you find that, we're going to read that as well. The point is, and I made a mistake that I'm sorry about that, but the point is, we got to be strong. We got to have courage. We can't allow our fear to paralyze us from doing what it is that God wants us to do. I want us to be thinking about what is it that is stopping me from being what God wants me to be. Is it a lack of courage? Is it a lack of strength? Is it a fear of some sort that's paralyzing me? And then I want us to be encouraged this morning that the grace of God, it's to all mankind. He loves each and every one of us. And when he wants us to do something, he obligates himself to help us to do that thing. All right? And so all we have to do is, if we're low in any of these areas, we can go to the Lord and say, Lord Jesus, I need you, Lord. I need you to help me to do what it is that you need me to do. I need more strength. I need more courage. I need you to overcome my fears. I need something, but Lord, I know you have it, and I'm asking you, Lord, help me to do it. I'm sorry that I haven't done it just yet. I know you told me to do it, and I'm sorry about that, but I'm asking you, Lord Jesus, give me the strength, give me the courage, give me the whatever it is that I need to be faithful unto you, Lord, because not only do I not want to be lost, but I want to be pleasing in your sight. A lot of people live life, and I believe that God is so merciful. I do not encourage you to do this. Yes. But there are people that do make it in on a last minute bid. They really do. But we, as children of God, what we want to do is we want to live in a way, yes, that is pleasing unto God here and now and from here on out. May God help us this morning. And when it's time to go on in, we ain't worried about it. We're not concerned about it. Because we talk to him every day. We have a relationship with him every day. We lean upon him every day. We have a now relationship with God. We have an everyday relationship with God. And so when we go on over to the other side, he's with us here. And then as we're going over, he's with us then. And then when the doors clang behind us, he's still with us. That's what we want. And in order to do that, we got to be obedient unto God. Be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. Don't let fear paralyze you. If you need courage, ask God for courage. He'll give it to you. May God help us. This morning, he's able to do it. He's able to do it. May God help us. All right.
1 John 4:18.
Read that for us, please.
No fear in love.
Right?
Perfect love casteth out fear.
Yes. Yes.
He that feareth is not made perfect in love.
May God help us. Our relationship with God is based on love. We love him because what? He first loved us. And so we got to have enough love that will allow us to overcome our fears and obey him anyway. Lord, this don't make no sense. It doesn't seem like it's going to work out. But Lord, I know. Listen, we got to have a no-so relationship with God too.
Yes.
I'm not telling you to go off on a whim and a might be. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about what you know he told you to do. Some of us are seeking the Lord for something. Lord, I want a better this, that, or the other with you, right? And we hadn't got there yet. We just hadn't got there yet. God's love and mercy, it just extends and extends and extends. But there's a purpose and a reason for that. Right? He wants us to get to the place where whatever it is that's hindering us, we overcome that thing and we do his will.
Yes.
May God help us this morning. All right. I want to go to, let me read number 7 real quick, and then we're going to go to Joshua 1, and we're going to read a little bit. We talk about this. This is the strong part, and then in the other one, it talks about being strong and true. But let's talk about this number 7, verse number 7 in Deuteronomy 31. And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him. So now Moses, he gave the instruction to all of the Israelites. Now he's called Joshua. And he said unto them, in the sight of Israel, so they're there too, be strong and of a good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord has sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. All right? And the Lord, listen to this. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. I want us to learn. The Lord is wanting us to learn to trust him in a way that even though we think we can't do it, we do it in by his strength, by his grace, by his mercy, and we are still successful children of God. May God help us this morning. All right, God will not fail us. You can put down in your notes Romans 8:3. We're not going to go to that, but you can put that down in your notes. All right, let's go forward for the sake of time. I had a little bit more on that, but we're going to go forward for the sake of time. I'm going to read a little bit. You just read along with me, and may the Lord bless us this morning. Joshua 1:1. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, remember I told you sometimes God will tell you something, sometimes God will use his vessel to tell you something, all right? And so that's already all past, and then now it's time, once God has told us something, and God's people, God has come and confirmed it himself, and then now, what's the time, what do we do then? God's told us, God's people has told us, we know it's true, we've confirmed it by the word and the spirit of God. What do we do now? Now it's time to move. May God help us this morning. God wants us to get out of that instruction phase and into the movement stage. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan too, and all this people unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. So God is saying, move now. Now listen to what he says here. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I have given you, as I said unto Moses. Listen, he's telling them, look, I'm not only am I going before you, but anywhere you go over there. And you know, my little silly mind, my mind is silly, okay? Y'all just have to bear with me sometime. But when I got over into the land, I would have did like this. Okay, he got me right there. Okay, he got me right here. Now if I go over here, he still got me. That's how I think about it. I'm sorry, I'm just silly like that. But that's the way I see it. It says, wherever the sole of your feet, wherever you put your feet on, you got that. You good. That's what he's saying. And so some of these things, we're so caught up in the fear and worried about what we're able to do. And God is saying, look, I not only am I going to give it to you, but wherever you go, you got it. You got it. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to go before you. I'm going to be with you. This is what God is saying to us. We're looking at it in the opposite. We're looking at it as it's impossible. It's hard. I don't know how this is going to happen. And God is saying, I'm God. I can do this. That's what God is saying this morning. May God help us. Every face that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I have given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. May God help us this morning. Move. Move. That's what he's saying. Move. Get going. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. May God help us this morning. Now, this is the scripture we need to get a hold of. These are the instructions that he's given us. They're very direct. Verse number 6, be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Verse number 7, only be thou strong and very courageous. All right. He's telling us to be strong again. He's telling us to be courageous again. And then now he's telling us that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. What the enemy will do to us if we're not careful, we'll get going like the Lord told us to do. And we'll get some steam up and some momentum. And somewhere along the way, we began to disobey. You go back in the Old Testament and you look at children of Israel get on the good foot, start doing well, some kind of way something will come in, some sort of temptation, some sort of false spirit, some sort of misdirection. And what happens is they go away from God. We can do the same thing in our lives. We get some momentum going, we're really going good, and some kind of way the enemy comes in there and tricks us away from what God has told us to do. He said, do all the law. Do everything, in other words, that God is wanting you to do to the best of to what you know and what you understand. Lord, my desire is to do that every single day by your grace and help and mercy. How can I expect God to bless me in these areas that I so need a blessing? How can I expect God to strengthen me and establish me and help me along the way, and I've become some kind of way disobedient unto him? Lord, help us. I'm talking about me too. Do you know that I can be lost just like anybody else? The devil is looking for a way right now as we speak to derail you and me. The only way that we're going to be able to make sure that doesn't happen is by staying close to the Lord, keeping our ears open to what he has to say to us. And when he says move, we move. We talked about this morning a failure. If you have a failure, you have went away from the Lord. I'm not the judge.
Right.
Don't worry about me. Worry about what he wants you to do. And deal with him about it.
Yes.
If I have to go down to the altar and pray with you, I'm praying not only with you that you get what you need, but I'm praying too that I need to make sure I'm where I need to be. Because I can fall off as well. Keep me, Lord, from anything that would hinder my walk with you. May God help us. May God help us. So the enemy's looking for a way, and so sometimes when we get going and get going good, he'll present us with something that is really close to what seems to be right. Real close. I mean, almost identical. The differences are negligible. That's what he'll tell us. But who is it from, though? Is it from God? Are you sure it's from God? If not, then what? Leave it alone. Leave it alone. Go with what you know to be right.
Yes. Yes.
That's where the safety is. That's where the victory is. All right. Be strong and of good courage. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous.
Amen.
All right. Somebody get 1 Samuel 15 and 22. Somebody else get Matthew 7 and 13 and 14. If you have it, please go ahead and read it.
And Samuel said, "Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than to sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as idolatry, iniquity and idolatry."
Amen. 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 That's good enough for us right there. What we want to do is to be looking at what the Lord is. Well, first of all, let's make sure that God is in his proper place in our life. All right?
Amen.
Lord, are you number one in my life?
Amen.
And in order to get there, we got to be honest with the Lord. I've actually done this, and I encourage you to do this as well. Lord, I'm being as honest as I know how. But I'm asking you, Lord, I want you to help me to be honest, be completely honest in this deal. And then once the Lord is in his proper place and I've gotten the instruction that he has given me for my life, Lord, I'm starting right now today. By your help and by your grace and by your mercy, I'm not going to let my lack of strength, I'm not going to let my historical failures hinder me. I'm not going to dwell on past failures. I'm going to dwell on past successes and how you've helped me. Lord, where my fear comes in, I'm going to lean on you for courage. And Lord, I'm going to obey you, Lord. I'm going to obey you. I'm going to do what you told me to do. And Lord, if I fail in some sort of way, there's a song, it says, "Lord, I want to walk just as close as I can and do my best for my fellow man." And this part right here, "And if I fail, let me feel just one touch of thy hand. I want to walk as close as I possibly can." What happening is, what the songwriter is talking about is a place in the Lord where you're so close to the Lord that if he just tap, you get off just a little bit, he barely touched you. I'm talking about just barely touch you. You say, "Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me, Lord. I'm about to mess up here. Have mercy on me, Lord. Help me, Lord." This is the way that the Lord is wanting us to walk. This is what the Lord is wanting us to do. And when I say us, I mean us. I'm talking about me. Enemy is always after us. And so what God does is he gives us the instructions. And then he provides the help in order for us to be successful. But he's not going to take us by our neck and drag us to heaven. He's not going to do that. He's not going to do that. He leaves us our will. Because again, our relationship is based on love. He loves us. He wants us to love him back. The Bible says, "If you love me, what? You will keep my commandments." And so what God wants us to do is to love him enough to obey him and to do all that he has asked us to do by his grace and by his help and his mercy. I'm asking for your prayers. Because the enemy doesn't like me. He never will like me. And that's okay. Because I ain't trying to go to hell anyway. And I'm not trying to be his friend. I'm trying to get to heaven. All right? And so the way that I'm going to do that is by staying close to the Lord. And so I'm desiring your prayers. You pray for me. I appreciate your time and your attention. I will be praying for you.